Chapter 5 Astrological Moisture Charts, or determining the amount of rain that will fall during a season, the temperature chart for that season must be consulted. But within the season, such rain as does fall will come down during those weeks that show the most wetness in the moisture charts. And within the week which shows rain will fall, the precipitation will be most pronounced on those days when planets make moisture chart house cusps number 176, 177, 178, 179, 180, 181, 182, 183, 184, 185, 186, 187, 188, 189, 190, 191, 192, 195,
Three air movement house. Cusps Akron disaster heavy aspects to the ascending degree. And as the moon rules moisture, the heavy aspects made by the moon to the degree on the ascendant of the moisture charts in particular are indicative of precipitation. But no matter how wet the moisture chart is, unless the temperature chart for the season within which it is erected also indicates precipitation, none will be present. Furthermore, the normal amount of precipitation in the given area at the particular time of year for which the moisture chart is erected also always must be taken into consideration. Both the temperature chart for the season and the particular moisture chart under consideration only indicate variations from the normal for that season at that definite place. The amount of rainfall, or snowfall, indicated by both charts is not absolute, but the days on which such rainfall or snowfall as does occur are indicated exclusively by the moisture chart without reference to any other chart. They will be the days on which transit progress planets, as shown by their positions in the ephemeris on the given calendar days, make aspects to the degree on the ascendant of the moisture chart. Fortunately for ease in calculating these moisture charts, the various ephemerides issued annually give the time when the moon makes the conjunction with the sun, the first square to the sun, the opposition to the sun, and the last square to the sun. The time given for each of these four aspects of the moon to the sun is the time for which moisture charts are erected. The chart erected for each of these aspects is the moisture chart covering the next 7 days until the next moisture chart takes over the influence. Starting with the new moon, when the moon is conjunction the sun, moving the eye down the aspectarian, 7 days will bring it to the first square, and so on. But in most ephemerides, the time given for all aspects is Greenwich Mean Time. This is the time for which the positions of all the planets are calculated, for when an aspect between planets is complete, the positions of the planets in the zodiac are the same the world over. But their house position differs with both longitude and latitude. Therefore, the local mean time at the place for which the weather is to be forecasted must be ascertained by subtracting the time difference, if the place is west of Greenwich, and adding the time difference, if the place is east of Greenwich. The time difference is ascertained by multiplying each by 4 and calling it minutes, and each by 4 and calling it seconds, and then reducing to hours, minutes and seconds. In the ephemeris for 1932, the aspectarian records that on January 1st, the moon makes the square of the sun at 1:23 a.m. To erect the moisture chart for this last quarter of the moon, it became necessary to subtract the Los Angeles time difference of 7:53 a.m. from the mentioned Greenwich time. Subtracting 7:53 a.m. from 1932 y1:01 d1:23 a.m. gives the local mean time at Los Angeles, for which to erect the chart as 1931 yl 2m 31 d5 30 p.m. Therefore the sidereal time and house positions are calculated for December 31, 1931, 5:30 p.m., and the planets are calculated as usual for January 1, 1932, 1:23 a.m. EGMT. Had the place for erecting the moisture chart been Denver, Colorado, where the time difference is 6:59 a.m. 56s, the local mean time would have been December 31, 1931. 6:23 a.m. 4 p.m. had the place for erecting the chart been Des Moines, Iowa, with a time difference of 6:14 a.m. 32s, the local mean time would have been December 31, 1931. 7:08 a.m. 28 p.m. had the place for erecting the chart been Cleveland, Ohio, with a time difference of 5:26 a.m. 52s, the local mean time would have been December 31, 1931, 7:56 a.m. 8 p.m. In each instance, the house cusps used would be for the latitude of the place. Using the precise sidereal time ascertained from the local mean time and the sidereal time given on that day in the ephemeris, and the table of houses for the nearest latitude to the place, and making the proper corrections, in each moisture chart the precise sign, and on the ascendant should be ascertained, for it is the aspects to this position that determine when there will be precipitation. In handling the relation between the aspects and the moisture precipitation records, for the purpose of indicating the relation between them, and how, therefore, to forecast rain, it will be necessary to proceed in a slightly different manner than we did when handling the temperature charts and the air movement charts. On any day of the year, whatever the aspect to the temperature chart ascendant, or without any aspect to it, there is always some temperature that may be recorded. And more often than not, regardless of the aspects to the ascendant of the air movement chart, there is some air movement to be recorded. But in most places there are more days in the year when no rain falls than days when precipitation may be recorded, and in many localities, such as Los Angeles, there are sections of the year when it is customary for months to pass without a drop of rain. Thus, if we are to consider every aspect that forms to the usk in such a semi-arid region, most of them would coincide with no rainfall. Therefore, in following the records of the weather map, We shall here consider only those dates on which at least a trace of moisture fell, and observe the aspect made to the ascendant on that day. As there are so many moisture charts to consider, only their elements are given. These may be found for each moisture chart on pages 76 and 77, and may be copied off onto a blank chart for study. This should be supplemented by erecting moisture charts in the region where you live, and noting the influence of aspects to the ascendant on the precipitation of moisture in that area. Unlike the temperature record and the wind record, the precipitation record, resulting from moisture measurement at 5:00 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:00 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, records the total amount of rain which has fallen during the preceding 24 hours. It may, or may not, be raining at the time the measurement is made. Therefore, any aspect during the 24 hours preceding the record coincides with the recorded precipitation, rather than the aspects forming on the day the measurement is made, unless the aspect was within the one effective degree of orb, before the time the measurement was made. It will be my practice, consequently, to state the day on which the aspect was perfect, and then follow this with the rainfall reading following the influence of the aspect. This reading usually will be the one recorded on the day following the one on which the aspect was perfect, on the assumption that the indicated rain did not start until the aspect was complete, although it may have started at any time while the aspect was within its one effective degree of orb. However, we must bear in mind under a wet moisture chart, if the chart is wet enough, that a very slight aspect may start precipitation, and that the rain may continue unabated throughout the entire 7 days covered by the chart, and if the season is a wet one, and the next moisture chart is also wet, it may continue through the whole 7 days influenced by it also. For instance, in the Puget Sound region, in winter, it takes a very dry moisture chart to prevent it raining most of the week it influences. The moon is the one really wet planet of them all. And although it moves so rapidly, and by progression has only 1/7 the power of the other planets by similar progression, its aspects to the ascendant are of prime importance in predicting the days, and the time of day, when rain may be expected. The heavier aspects, especially from watery signs, are more indicative of rain. The conjunction and opposition of the moon to the ascendant of the moisture chart are mostly powerful to precipitate moisture, and the parallel, if at the same time some zodiacal aspect is operative, is next mostly powerful. Then come the square and the trine, followed in power by the sextil. The semi-square and sesqui square are not quite so powerful as the sextil, and the inconjunct and semi-sextil are the weakest of all the aspects in power to bring rain. Season chart number 165, as we will start our examples relative to precipitation with January 1, 1932, our first step is to see what the winter season as a whole indicates. This information we gained from consulting temperature chart number 165. Erected for December 22, 1931, at Los Angeles. This chart is given on page 38. A temperature chart indicates not merely the temperature, and when it will change due to aspects of the planets to the degree on the ascendant, but in a general way also the amount of wind and the amount of moisture precipitation during the following 3 months. This chart has dry Gemini on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, in dry Sagittarius. The accounts for of the influence of the chart. Dry Uranus is in the first house, but the cusp of the first is occupied by wet Pisces. Neptune, ruling the cusp of the first, is in dry Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Saturn, ruling the sign the Sun is in stormy Capricorn. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, all four, Mercury, Sun, Mars and Uranus, are dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. We are warranted in concluding, therefore, that the season, as a whole would be very dry, and this is borne out by the report in climatological data. Moisture chart number 176. This chart, erected for the last quarter of the moon, December 31, 1931, 5:50 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles, governs the first 7 days of 1932 in reference to precipitation, subject to the dry influence of season chart number 165. Dry Libra is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Venus, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Moist Pluto is in the first house, and wet Cancer is on the cusp of the first. Its ruler, the moon, is in dry Libra. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The ruler of the sign Libra, occupied by the moon, is Venus in the dry sign Aquarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Venus and Saturn are wet, and Pluto is damp, while Mars is dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. We conclude, therefore, that due to the wet planets in angles there will be a little rain, but that most of the week will be dry. January 1st, the moon made the square to the usk, and this was followed by 0.29 inches of rain during the next 24 hours. There was no other rain in Los Angeles during the week. Moisture chart number 177. This chart, erected for the new moon on January 7, 1932, 3:36 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles, also shows very little rain for the following week. Dry Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Sagittarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Dry Gemini is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Sagittarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Saturn, the ruler of the sign the moon is in wet Capricorn. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, both the Sun and Mars are dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. We conclude from these indications that the week following this new moon will be even drier than the preceding week, but that there will be some moisture. On January 12th, when Mercury came opposition the usk, there was a precipitation of 0.15 inches, and the following day, when the moon made the square to the usk, there was a precipitation of 0.04 inches. Moisture chart number 178. This chart, erected for the first quarter of the moon, January 15, 1932, 1:52 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles, is wet enough to cause considerable precipitation, if the season chart showed wetness. Dry Jupiter is in the fourth. Dry Leo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, the Sun, is in wet Capricorn. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Wet Taurus is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Venus, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mars, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is in wet Capricorn. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the two planets in angles, Jupiter is dry and Venus is wet. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. At the time of erection of the chart, the Sun was already to within, and applying to the trine of the usk, and the only rain that fell was under this aspect, 0.01 inches being recorded on January 15th, and 0.44 inches the following morning. Saturn was also trine the usk during the duration of the chart. Moisture chart number 179. This chart, erected for full moon, January 23, 1932, 5, 51 AM LMT, Los Angeles, if the season had been normal would have indicated considerable precipitation. Wet Taurus is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Venus, is in wet Pisces. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Of the three planets in the first, Saturn is wet, but both Mars and the Sun are dry. Mercury, almost in precise conjunction with the Usk, is also dry. Saturn, ruler of the Usk, is in the wet sign Capricorn. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The Sun, ruling this sign occupied by the Moon, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Moon, Saturn and Pluto favor rain, but Mars, Jupiter and the Sun are dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. In this dry season the only rain that fell during the week was 0.01 of an inch, which fell January 27, while Venus was within the effect of 1 degree of sextile Usk. Moisture chart number 180. This chart, erected for the second square of Moon to the Sun January 30, 1932, 1:42 a.m. LMT, Los Angeles, is a much different chart than the four already considered. Wet Venus is in the fourth house. Wet Pisces is on the cusp of the fourth, but its ruler, Neptune, is in dry Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The wet sign Scorpio is on the cusp of the first, its ruler, Mars, is in the dry sign Aquarius, and its co-ruler, Pluto, is in the wet sign Cancer. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mars, the ruler of the sign occupied by the Moon, is in the dry sign Aquarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. The two planets in angles, Venus and Neptune, both tend toward moisture. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. From such a chart as this, dominated by a normal temperature chart, quite heavy rains might be expected. Within 24 hours after the commencement of the influence of the chart, Mercury came to the sextile of Usk, and at 5:00 a.m. of January 30th, as the chart came and there was a trace of rain recorded, and the next day, with Mercury making the sextile Usk, there was no record, as the day was Sunday. But during the day following the perfect aspect the record shows that 1.95 inches of rain fell. February 2nd, with Mars parallel Usk, and Moon semi-sextile Usk, 0.53 inches were recorded. February 3rd, with Moon semi-square the Usk, the precipitation fell off to 0.02 inches. The only other moisture recorded during the week was a trace which fell on the 5th, following the sextile of Moon to Usk. Moisture chart number 181. This chart, erected for new moon on February 6, 6:53 a.m. LMT, Los Angeles, is still a different type of influence. While otherwise drier, Mars being within progress conjunction the Usk, and Uranus being within progress sextile to the Usk, give the chart unusual activity, and indicate almost as much precipitation as was indicated in chart number 180. Dry Gemini is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Dry Mars and dry Sun are in the first, but the wet Moon is also there. Uranus, the ruler of the first, is in dry Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Uranus, ruling this sign occupied by the Moon, is in dry Aries. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the six planets in angles, Sun, Mars and Jupiter are dry, while Moon, Venus and Neptune tend toward moisture. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. However, as previously indicated, the Usk is given unusual activity by progressed aspects of Mars and Uranus to it. Heavy aspects to the Usk of any weather chart, especially if within the 1 degree of effective progressed orb, tend toward storms. This is such a chart. On the day the chart commenced, under the influence of the 2 progressed aspects to the ISK, a trace of rain was recorded. February 6th, Mars came to the perfect conjunction the ISK, but as it was Sunday there is no record. February 8th, Mars had moved beyond the conjunction with the ISK but was parallel the ISK, and the record shows 0.64 inches of rain, and on the 9th, under this parallel aspect, there was 1.52 inches. February 10th, when the parallel aspect was perfect, and the moon came semi-square the ISK, 0.40 inches of rain was recorded. February 13th, the moon came parallel and square the ISK, and a trace of moisture shows on the records. Moisture chart number 182. This chart erected for the first square of the moon on February 14th, 1932, 10:21 a.m. LMT, Los Angeles, also indicates some rain, but not because of heavy aspects to the ISK. Dry Jupiter is in the fourth house, but wet Cancer is on its cusp, and its ruler, the moon, is in wet Taurus. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The wet moon is in the first, and wet Taurus on the cusp of the first, while its ruler, Venus, is in dry Aries. This accounts for why of the influence of the chart. Venus, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Mars, Mercury and Jupiter are dry, while Saturn and the moon are wet. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. As the moon was in the first house and Mars was parallel the ISK, 0.32 inches of moisture fell during the hours following the erection of the chart. February 16th, following the semi-sextal of the moon to the ISK, 0.51 inches were recorded. February 17th, the moon made the semi-square to the ISK and slightly more moisture, 0.74 inches, fell. The semi-square is both a little more powerful and a little more violent than the semi-sextal. February 18th, only a trace was recorded, but as the moon made the sextal to the ISK from the wet sign Cancer, this aspect recorded 0.23 inches on the 19th, during the hours following the aspect. This completed the moisture precipitation for the week. Moisture chart number 183. This chart, erected for the opposition of the moon to the sun on February 21st, 1932, 6:15 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles, indicates dry weather. Dry Sagittarius is on the 4th, and its ruler, Jupiter, is in dry Leo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Dry Virgo is on the cusp of the 1st, and Mercury, its ruler, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mercury, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. No planets in angles accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. As might have been expected, no rain fell during the week following the date on which this chart started its influence. Moisture chart number 184. This chart was erected for the last quarter of the moon, February 28, 1932, 10:14 a.m. LMT, Los Angeles. It also is a quite dry chart. Dry Jupiter is in the 4th, and dry Leo on its cusp. The ruler of the cusp of the 4th, the Sun, is in the wet sign Pisces. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Wet Taurus is on the cusp of the 1st, and Venus, its ruler, is in dry Aries. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Jupiter, the ruler of the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Leo. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the 4 planets in angles, Neptune is foggy, the moon is wet, and Jupiter and Mars are both dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. No rain fell during this week. The dry influence of the temperature chart had become so pronounced that no more rain fell during the season. Because the summer half of the year in Los Angeles has so few rainy days, and 1932 was a drier year than usual, to proceed with example charts that show at least a little precipitation, we will skip both the spring season and the summer season, and continue our examples starting with the autumn, first considering the temperature chart for the season. Season chart number 168. This chart, which is given on page 45, was erected for September 22, 1932, 10:23 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Of the four planets in the fourth, Sun, Mercury and Jupiter are dry, and Neptune is moist. Dry Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and Mercury, its ruler, is in the dry sign Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The wet moon is in the first, but dry Gemini is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Venus, ruling the sign the Sun occupies, is in dry Leo. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the five planets and angles, Moon is wet, Neptune is damp, and the Sun, Mercury and Jupiter are dry. On the whole, while the Moon's influence indicates some rain for the season, the chart is pronouncedly dry. And climatological data records that the precipitation for each of the 3 months it covered was decidedly subnormal. Moisture chart number 185. This chart was erected for the last quarter of the moon, September 22, 4:53 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. The wet moon is in the fourth. Dry Gemini is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Wet Pisces is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Neptune, is in dry Virgo. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Mercury, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Virgo. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, the moon is wet, Neptune is moist, and Sun and Jupiter are dry. However, Neptune is precisely opposition the USC, and Jupiter is within the one effective degree of opposition the USC. Such heavy aspects from slow-moving planets tend to indicate storms. Yet because it takes a wet season chart together with a real wet moisture chart to give rain in September in Los Angeles, none was experienced there. Rain in Los Angeles in September is unusual. But the moisture indications, and also the storm indications shown by Jupiter and Neptune, within progressed opposition of the USC were fully borne out in the mountains surrounding Los Angeles. In Los Angeles the influence of the Neptune aspect only brought much fog. Climatological data for September 1932. Says of California precipitation was decidedly deficient, except in the mountains of Southern California, and in Inyo and Mono counties and portions of the desert region, where it exceeded the normal. It nearly all occurred during the last week of the month. Moisture chart number 186. This chart was erected for the new moon, September 29, 1932, 9:37 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. It is not particularly a wet chart, but is decidedly a storm chart. Moist Neptune and dry Jupiter are in the fourth. Dry Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Libra. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Dry Gemini is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Libra. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Venus, ruler of the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Leo. This accounts for 1 8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Jupiter is dry and Neptune is moist. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. When violent planets make heavy aspects, especially afflictions, there is a tendency toward destructive storms, and these storms, thus shown by the zodiacal aspects of the planets, tend to take place in those regions where the ascendant is also severely afflicted in the weather charts. In this chart there is a T-square formed by Saturn opposition Pluto, and Uranus making the square to both. Uranus, one member of this T-square, is within 1/22 of perfect sextile to the usk. Violent Mars makes the progress semi-square to the usk within 2 of perfect, and Neptune conjunction Jupiter in the 4th and then progress semi-square aspect with Pluto, all tend toward violent weather. And because one of the violent influences Mars is in progressed aspect to the usk, one might be sure that the violence would not long be delayed. Under the aspect of Mars to the usk, in Los Angeles 0.02 inches of rain was recorded on the day the chart commenced its influence, 0.10 inches fell on the next day, the 30th, and 0.02 on October 1st. All the rain that fell was precipitated while Mars was still semi-square the usk. For Los Angeles this was about what might have been expected with Neptune in the 4th, and so dry a chart. It was not much more than a heavy fog. But about 100 miles north of Los Angeles, in practically the same longitude, but the higher latitude bringing the usk to a position where Uranus was just within the one effective degree of sextile to it, there was a cloudburst. This was in the Tehachapi Mountains. And it was only there that the full violence of the chart was manifested. Climatological data records the storm briefly, thus excessive rains in the Tehachapi Mountains on the 30th flooded Agua Caliente and Tehachapi Creeks, killing 15 persons and causing property losses estimated at over $1 million, mostly public utilities. At Tehachapi the precipitation between 1:30 p.m. and 8:00 p.m. of the 30th was 4.38 inches. Moisture chart number 187. This chart was erected for the first square of the moon, October 6, 1932, 12:16 p.m. LMT. Los Angeles. Dry Uranus is in the 4th, and dry Aries on the cusp of the 4th. Mars, the ruler of the cusp of the 4th, is in dry Leo. Thus this of the chart is completely dry. Wet and stormy Saturn is in the 1st, and wet Capricorn is on the cusp of the 1st. Saturn, ruler of the cusp of the 1st, is in wet Capricorn. In a normal season, in spite of the dry 4th, this of the chart being all wet would indicate some rain, especially as the wet moon is also in the 1st. Saturn, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is wet. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, Moon, Saturn and Pluto are wet, but Uranus is dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. In a wet season, in spite of the complete dryness of the fourth house, we would have expected considerable rain. But as the season as a whole was so dry, only a little moisture could be looked for. Here again the heavy afflictions among the planets indicated storm, but as none of the violent planets were closely in aspect with the usk, and as there was no progressed aspect within the one effective degree of orb to the usk, it was unlikely the indicated storm would occur within the area covered by this chart. October 9th, Venus made the trine to the usk, and before the next morning 0.06 inches of rain had fallen. Because the season, as a whole was so dry, there is no point in giving the charts of the weeks that followed up to the one for December 12. Moisture chart number 188. This chart was erected for the full moon of December 12, 1932, 6:29 p.m. LMT. Los Angeles. Here again we find a chart showing violence, although in this one no zodiacal aspect is within the one effective degree of orb to the usk, but both Pluto and the Sun are parallel the usk. Both Pluto and Uranus are in angles, square to each other, and Saturn also in an angle opposition Pluto. The parallel of Pluto to the usk lasts throughout the duration of the chart, and connects up the violent influences with the region for which the chart was erected. Therefore, it could logically be assumed that the stormy condition indicated by the afflictions in the sky would be felt in the region for which this chart was erected. Dry Uranus is in the fourth. Dry Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Sagittarius. This of the influence of the chart, except for the aspect of Uranus to moist Pluto, indicated dry weather. Moist Pluto is in the first, opposition wet Saturn and square dry Uranus. Wet Cancer is on the cusp of the first, and the moon, its ruler, is in dry Gemini. Here the influence of the chart is decidedly wet. Mercury, the ruler of the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Sagittarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, Pluto is moist, Saturn is wet, and Uranus is dry. All three are violent. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. December 13th, the Sun was parallel the usk, and the record is 0.37 inches of rain. December 14th, Mars came sextile the usk, and there is recorded 0.09 inches of rain. December 15th, Mars was still sextile the usk, and there is recorded 0.03 inches of rain. And so far as Los Angeles itself was concerned, that finished the storm and the precipitation for the week. But in the mountains about 100 miles east of Los Angeles, the violent conditions shown in the chart were manifest. The newspapers on the morning of December 13, 1932, carried these headlines: snow, rainstorm leaves death trail over Southland. 18-foot drifts trap 200 at Big Bear, rescued later. Three ammunition barges hurled against pier threatened blast. This was south of Los Angeles at Los Angeles Harbor. Quoting further from the newspaper, on the following day 6 persons were killed, 11 perhaps fatally injured, and 20 others less seriously hurt in the section yesterday through traffic accidents, most of which were due to the weather. As the next moisture chart goes into the winter season, let us look at it for indications of rain during the winter months of 1933. Season chart number 169. This chart, which is given on page 47, was erected for December 22, 1932, 5:21 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. The wet moon and dry Jupiter are in the fourth house. Dry Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mercury, is in dry Sagittarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Moist Pluto is in the first house, and the wet sign Cancer on the cusp of the first. The moon, ruler of the cusp of the first, is in the dry sign Libra. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Saturn, ruling the sign occupied by the Sun, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the four planets in angles, Pluto is moist and the Moon is wet, but Jupiter and Uranus are dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. On the whole, the indications of the chart are that there would be as much, or more, than the average amount of rainfall for the season. This was borne out by climatological data. But the peculiar thing about the weather was that almost the total rainfall for the season fell between the 15th and 3 LST of January. Therefore, let us consider the first moisture chart of the season, and then the three charts covering the period in which the precipitation was so heavy. Moisture chart number 189. This chart was erected for the last quarter of the moon, December 20th, 12:28 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. It covers the first 5 days of the winter season, and thus during those days is subject to the winter season chart number 169. Moist Pluto is in the fourth house, and wet Cancer is on the cusp of the fourth. The moon, ruler of the cusp of the fourth, is in dry Sagittarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Dry Uranus is in the first house, and dry Aries on the cusp of the first. Its ruler, Mars, is in dry Virgo. This of the influence of the chart is dry. Mercury, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Sagittarius. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the two planets in angles, Uranus is dry and Pluto is moist. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Under such a chart, as the season promises rain, some moisture may be expected. However, such rain as did fall right in the Los Angeles area fell immediately following the start of the influence of the chart, and before the winter season commenced. It was only a trace, and was due to Neptune being within the one effective degree of orb of and conjunct the Usk. Now let us skip the new moon of December 27, 1932, and the first square of the moon on January 3, 1933, as both of these moisture charts are exceedingly dry, and other than indicating dryness have no points of interest. Moisture chart number 190. This chart was erected for full moon January 11, 1933, 12:43 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Wet Cancer is on the cusp of the fourth house, and its ruler, the moon, is in dry Virgo. This AC counts for of the influence of the chart. Wet Taurus is on the cusp of the first house, and its ruler, Venus, is in dry Sagittarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. The moon, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is wet. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. The only planet in an angle is wet Saturn. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Thus here we have quite a wet moisture chart. January 15th, the moon made the trine of the Usk, and the following morning the record was 0.08 inches of rain. This was the commencement of a rainstorm which lasted until January 31st. January 17th, as Mercury moved up to trine Usk, the record showed 2.68 inches of rain. Moisture chart number 191. This chart was erected for the last quarter of the moon, January 18th, 1933, 10:22 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Sun and Mercury in the fourth house are dry, but Venus also in that house is wet. Capricorn, on the cusp of the fourth is wet, and its ruler, Saturn, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Wet Moon is in the first house, and the cusp of the first is occupied by dry Libra. Capricorn, occupied by Venus, ruling the cusp of the first, is wet. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Uranus, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Aries. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets in angles, the moon and Venus are wet, and Uranus, Sun and Mercury are dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. January 19th, the moon made the semi-sextal of the Usk, and there was recorded 0.73 inches of rain. January 20th, with the moon semi-square the Usk in this wet chart, the record was 2.31 inches of rain. January 21st, under the milder aspect, moon sextal Usk, the rainfall dropped off to 0.23 of an inch. Curtailment of funds by the government made records unavailable until January 24th. January 24th, the Sun was trinusk, almost out of orb of influence, and the record was 0.52 inches. But the newspapers indicate that on the two previous days, while the Sun was trinusk, there was also considerable rain. Moisture chart number 192. This chart was erected for new moon, January 25, 1933, 3:27 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Dry Virgo is on the cusp of the fourth house, and its ruler, Mercury, is in wet Capricorn. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Damp Pluto is in the first and wet Cancer on the cusp of the first. Moon, ruler of the cusp of the first, is in dry Aquarius. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Uranus, ruling the sign occupied by the moon, is in dry Aries. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the planets and angles, Pluto is damp and Venus is wet, while Uranus and Mercury are dry. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. January 25th, no rain fell. January 26th, the moon made the inconjunct with the usk, and there was recorded 21 inches of rain. January 28th, the moon made the trine to the usk, and there was 0.08 inches of rain. January 30th, the moon made the square of the usk, and under this more violent aspect 1.48 inches of rain was recorded. This finished the storm, and also practically all the rainfall for the three-month season. Moisture chart 195. This chart was erected for the first quarter of the moon, April 3, 1933, 1:00 a.m., LMT, 74W, 3945 North, off Barnegat Light, NJ Dry Aries is on the cusp of the fourth, and its ruler, Mars, is in dry Virgo conjunction Neptune. This accounts for of the influence of the chart. Wet Capricorn is on the cusp of the first house, and its ruler, Saturn, is in dry Aquarius. This AC counts for of the influence of the chart. The moon, ruler of the sign occupied by the moon, is in wet Cancer. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. Of the two planets and angles, Pluto is moist and the moon is wet. This accounts for 1/8 of the influence of the chart. The significant thing about this chart is not the amount of precipitation, which would be about average for the season in New Jersey, but the conjunction of Sun with electrical and violent Uranus, and the square of both the violent Pluto and the moon in an angle. When storms are indicated, all three weather charts should be consulted both as to wind and moisture and other conditions. Mars, ruler of the cusp of the fourth, is in windy Virgo, and windy Aries is on the cusp of the fourth. Stormy Capricorn is on the cusp of the first, and its ruler is in the electrical sign Aquarius. On the date of the storm which tore the giant dirigible asunder with much loss of life, April 4, 1933, the moon was parallel the usk. More about this storm will be given in lesson number 195.